And now I can't wait to hear these guys, because although I didn't hear them live last night, I actually spent a lot of time listening to their music online, because I was really pleased with what I heard when I tuned in. And at the risk of sounding, I don't get much of a chance to listen to music online, and I loved what you guys had to do. So let me welcome to you, so you can take a listen. We'll talk with them a little bit throughout the rest of the hour, too. Jeff and Vita.
My love for you is as sharp as a knife. Cut me and bleed me and make me white. If you don't want me, don't throw me away. Love without you is like hurt without pain. Let the grass grow tall.
No.
Jeff and Vita at the Saturday Light Brigade. We let all those notes ring out. You guys just sound terrific. Jeff, you look like you were born with that instrument in your hand. How long have you played mandolin?
I've been playing mandolin probably about 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Guitar a lot longer than that, but
yeah,
I like the mandolin.
I can tell you like it just by watching you play it. What made you turn to it?
I was playing guitar for a long time, and when I started getting into bluegrass and roots music, the mandolin, when I heard that, I think I heard Bill Monroe playing it for the first time, and I was like, I need to play one of those things.
That would do it.
Yeah, it's real versatile. It does a lot of different things for such a small little instrument, so I like it.
And Vita is playing, no offense towards the mandolin, which is a very nice mandolin, but I think it's relatively modern, or is it?
Yeah, relatively modern, yeah.
But Vita's got this sweet Gibson from, how old is that again?
I believe it's a 1943
wow.
Gibson J45, and it's my main instrument.
Yeah,
it's the one I love.
It's beautiful. The patina on that is just incredible. So you guys met in New York City, if your bio is to be believed. Is that right?
Yeah.
I would think it was right. And what I didn't realize, I mentioned earlier this morning, that you were in New Orleans and then went to Nashville, but I didn't really do the math until I was listening to you play the song just now, that it was Katrina that, in essence, drove you from New Orleans. And it's really something to think about living through that, or going through that, I should say.
Well, to be perfectly honest, we had every intention of moving to Nashville before Katrina hit.
Mm-hmm.
Our stuff was in the city when it hit, and we were on our way to Nashville. We were in Colorado touring, and we had intended to go back to New Orleans, pick up our stuff, and move to Nashville. So that wasn't our decision. Katrina did not just make up our minds to leave New Orleans. It actually, at the time when it hit, we actually wanted to go back. You know, we have a lot of friends and family in that city, and after Katrina hit, we really felt that we wanted to be back in the city to help rebuild it. But we had already made up our minds that Nashville was the place we needed to be musically. So we just spent about 3 years doing lots of commutes every month back and forth.
Yeah. A good friend in New Orleans, native, in fact, his dad is with the symphony there, was here in Pittsburgh and living here, and he felt a great need to move back,
mm-hmm.
and to help rebuild, and the bond he felt, and I'm sure that was a little bit of a struggle. Here you're already in Nashville, or you've made that plans, and then that happens. But Nashville is the place for you guys. I mean, too, I can imagine musically, it's just been incredibly good to you in terms of the opportunities.
It has been. New Orleans is an incredible music city as well, but for the style of music we play, Nashville has been really great.
I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. There's things I want to ask you, especially about how you came to bluegrass or how bluegrass came to you, but we can talk about that maybe after the next song. What was the one you opened up with called?
That one's called Sharp as a Knife, and the fiddle tune that we tagged on at the end was called Pedal in the Creek.
And what's next?
This one's called the Boxcar Blues, and we're talking about New Orleans. This is a song I wrote about the drive between Appalachia and New Orleans, which we did so much.
And let me just check. You folks can hear okay out there? Are you able to hear? And if you're interested in coming in around the side, actually, you're welcome to do that. But you're calling attention to yourselves here in Radio Land. Here again, Jeff and Vita.
On a road called the Blue Skyway, every mile behind smiles are big and best of all. My baby's there. The mountain laurel will soon be blooming. Morning glories will climb. But I'll be long gone by the time they're open. Following a southern line. Hearing the old train in the distance calling. Crossing the bell, it will ring. That train ain't lonesome, it's a hooting and hollering. Heading down New Orleans. Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Good to see you. It's been a long time. Can I wait, sir? I'm in of my mind. I'm going back where trees are tall. Smiles are big and best of all. My baby's there. Yeah!
Jeff and Vita at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you know who wrote that song?
I did.
Did that's a good song, Vita.
Yeah.
That's forgive me.
No, it's all right. Well,
did you write
doing all originals?
Okay. No offense to the first song, just like I said, no offense to the mandolin before, but that's a good song.
Well, gosh, thank you.
That's a real fun song. So, bluegrass. You both started in. You have played other genres earlier in your lives, right? At least you had mentioned playing guitar. Were you playing different styles, Jeff?
Or? Yeah, I grew up playing kind of classic rock music in garage bands and stuff. And then sort of traveled back to roots music from there because classic rock, as you know, is based on roots music, largely blues and country. And just found my way back through tracing a path of the guys I was listening to.
And I'm always curious about that, you know, in this area, you know, we call Pittsburgh the Paris of Appalachia sometimes. And we've got a lot of folks because of Irish roots and fiddle music or Scottish roots. And also the hills around here where Appalachian or bluegrass music has been in people's families for years and years and years and years. And they were almost, as I said, born with the instrument in their hands, practically. How about for you, Vita? Were you growing up? Were you musical? And what kinds of music were you playing?
I wasn't playing music actually. I didn't really start playing until I met Jeff. But I was writing songs. Oops. But yeah, I had a lot of exposure to music growing up. The majority of it was old blues and jazz. And then I think when I was, you know, just around 12 years old or so, I remember my dad bringing in some country records, Merle Haggard and stuff, into the house. And I really got into that. And I think the first bluegrass song I ever heard was Tony Rice playing Me and My Guitar, a James Taylor tune.
Yeah,
and that just
song.
Blew my mind. And so I started kind of looking in that direction. But I was considerably older when I came across Flat and Scruggs and Bill Monroe. But the acoustic music had drawn me in at that point.
Well, it is nice. I think a lot of folks first of all, the genres can all mix up in a nice way, which makes it good. And you sure can have a lot of jazz within bluegrass and a lot of swing within bluegrass, too. That's one of the things I liked about the last song.
Occurred to me that they had to have names until people started telling me, like, what kind of music is that? And then I said, well, I don't know. They all kind of sound cool to me.
This is really inside, but, you know, this is our studio for our program and other things we do. And most of our music library is digital, but our CD collection, it would always frustrate me many radio stations I worked, people would try to, you know, pigeonhole, you know, folk, jazz, rock, alt rock, bluegrass, newgrass. And we have vocals and instrumentals and alphabetically by artists.
Right. Why don't you just have it in two categories, good and bad?
I think it's really hard. And then what do you do? Heaven forbid an artist actually, you know, has an album with multiple genres on it.
Right,
So I agree with you. It is hard to pigeonhole things. Jeff and Vita are here. They played last night at the Bottle Brush venue, and we'll talk a little bit with Dennis more about what's coming up there in the future. It's 18 before noon. I want to be sure we get some more songs in. What do you want to do next?
Oh, I'll do this is a song I wrote for my dad, actually. All right. Side town, we held hands around the table, and a prayer was said, bless this home. We've had good times and bad times, done as we were able, and the Lord helped us to be strong. As we gathered here tonight, it is plain to see we are blessed with more riches than a king. There's no diamond, gold, or pearls, no treasure in this world more precious than our friends and family. And a cold December wind blew across fresh falling snow as we gave thanks for all we had to share. Warmth and good company, and the precious gift of my daddy's prayer. His head, it was bowed, there was gray at his temple. I saw a tear glisten in his eye. My father's hand was feeble, his voice soared like an eagle, and those words gave us children wings to fly. He said, child, know you are love. You're on earth and up above. That will ease the burdens you must bear. The Lord, through you, witness, you'll always find forgiveness. Should you lose your way, you'll find him waiting there. In a cool December wind, across fresh fallen snow, as we gave thanks for all we had to share. A house filled with love, warmth and good company, and the precious gift of my daddy's prayer. Thank you.
go. May we welcome every stranger, be protected from all danger, and the Lord be there to guide us through life's storms. And a cold December wind blew across the fresh falling snow, as we gave thanks for all we had to share. Warmth and good company and the precious gift of my daddy's prayer. A house filled with love. Warmth and good company and the precious gift of my daddy's prayer.
Jeff and Vita at the Saturday Light Brigade, that's really a nice song, and it showcases not only your writing, but your harmonies, which are terrific. You know, singing in the tradition of a lot of great bluegrass duets, and it's really fun to hear some contemporary songs sung in a very traditional, old-timey way. Is it hard to... was it hard to develop the harmonies as tight as they are? It can't. I mean, you really got to work at that, right? I would think.
Well, when you start, I mean, the bluegrass harmonies are amazing harmonies. You know, yeah. A lot of those guys came from shape note singing and church, and they were sort of born with this background of
family members
singing together, which is an incredible. Yeah, brothers' harmonies and. So, yeah, I mean, it's always trying to find, and there's a lot of choices, you know. Some harmonies will make it sound more bluegrassy, and some will make it sound completely different than that. So it's not as hard as much as it is just kind of, we get to mess around with it a lot. It's kind of fun, actually, because it'll totally change the color of a song, depending on which harmony you decide to do.
Is it a case of kind of knowing when you found it, sort of like a eureka moment, when you get the harmony that suits what you wrote, or is it that there's no... really one answer or perfect answer?
There's no one answer, but there is a eureka moment when you stumble upon the one that you like.
That's okay.
There's music theory that says there's a few answers that are right or wrong, but that still gives you multiple choices, you know, and sometimes you may, you know, even want to mess with the music theory a little bit to do something your own, which is cool.
Vita, do you hear these songs in your head when you write them? I mean, before you two play them together, do you kind of hear what you think they're going to sound like?
I have a general idea. Yeah, absolutely. And then if it's not sounding the way I hear it, we change it. So, yeah. It's like, you know, auras. Mm-hmm. There's an aura around each song, and it's supposed, you know, if this song's supposed to be blue or yellow, let's try and make it that way.
Yeah,
that color.
I think about that a lot because I would imagine can be challenging to try to create what you hear in your head, you know, for others to hear and to kind of work that out sometimes.
Well, I think I definitely hear things in my head that I know we're capable of, or at least because that's, you know, we play in this configuration sometimes with the band, but essentially there's very few songs where I hear, like, you know, say a drum track on. Or techno sounds. Like I'm just not pulled in that direction. When I'm writing, I have my acoustic guitar, my voice, and those are the tools. So the songs tend to fall in that category.
You're hearing Jeff and Vita. They were here last night at Bottle Brush. And we've linked to their website. And you can read a lot more about Jeff and Vita by going there. It's... simply Jeff and Vita, V-I-D-A, .com, and you can follow their travels. I'm hoping we're going to get two more in. We have about 10 minutes of radio time, and I'd like to just turn it over to you for the next two, if that's okay, unless you need me to intersperse some conversation in between. Because I want to be sure we get, you guys sound so great, and I want to be sure we get as much music as we can.
What you holding yesterday?
Okay.
This is,
And then what?
It's Smyrna Blues or Abilene, you choose. It's funny, we have our records and stuff available online and on iTunes and everything, and we've been writing all these new songs that we haven't recorded. So several of the tunes we're playing for you today are kind of new, and this is one of them. This one's called Holding On to Yesterday. Walked into the room, looking for someone to leave with. And a night when the touch should make believe is someone else when they kiss. She knows it doesn't love, but right now it is close enough. She knows that those arms will not stay. It's so good to whisper things that she's longed to say. And tonight she's holding on to yesterday. She leaves before the sun comes up and regrets that for a minute. By the time a coffee's made, his face is no more than an image. And her house is not a home. Another morning, and she's all alone. But tonight, she makes things that she's longed to say, and tonight she's holding on. Stay, feels so good
whisper things that she's longed to say. And tonight she's holding on to yesterday.
All right, so that one, that's the new one. Do you want to do the Abilene? We're gonna play one of our earlier tunes here, and this is a road trip song.
I want to thank you so much for being here today. I wish we had more time.
Well, thank you so much for having us. This has been a ball.
Come back, and thanks to Dennis McCurdy, too, for bringing you here. And I'm going to thank you for listening as well as we take it up till close to the top of the hour here. Thanks for being with us at SLB. We'll look for you next Saturday morning starting early at 6.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dust on the ground.